How are you?
Well, I'm never better, Tony. The weather's warming up. We may get a little rain, but I guess I'll take a little rain in 80-degree weather. That'll be okay for a while.
You know, it's intriguing, as you wrote to me, for you as a psychiatrist, that Republicans and Democrats have such abysmal approval ratings. Now, that's not so for the president right now after the attack and killing of Osama bin Laden. But you're right. We get so excited about these politicians pre-election and once we vote for them. But after about that first quarter, the nightmare starts.
Well, I think that's true. You know, I feel as a psychologist, I look at these things, too, just trying to sort out what makes sense. And actually, believe it or not, the presidency, regardless of whether it's Bush or whether it is Barack Obama, they seem to have a little higher approval than Congress does. Congress is a group that gets like 15-20%, you know, approval rating. And it's pretty amazing in a, you know, a republic in terms of representative democracy that you could have such a strong dissatisfaction from the huge majority of the citizens. I don't think that's a good situation, Tony. I think it's good that, you know, that we have debate, we have disagreement, but when you have that level of disagreement, it appears people don't have faith in whoever's there.
It's interesting, if you talk about the governor's office, there were a lot of folks who weren't happy with Governor Jennifer Granholm's 8-year tenure, and now we have a Republican there, and there are a lot of folks not happy with Rick Snyder. It seems no matter who has control of the House and Senate, there is some discord there. Why is this, and what impact does this have psychologically?
Well, I think part of the problem, Tony, and this may surprise you, I've been trying to figure this out. I don't know if anyone believes they're getting a straight shot on what's going on, okay? I think people believe they're getting a spin. And I'm going by the world as I walk through it, because I talk to people, and no one really seems to believe what they're hearing. Like, when people hear inflation is not high, but then they look at their gas, they look at their food bill, but then they find out those now aren't necessarily included in inflation. You got to say, oh, well, what does that mean? Then you hear that taxes are lower than they've been, I think it was since the 50s. Well, I think most people really don't think that. Then you hear that we're going to tax the rich, but then we find out that the rich, if you want to use those words, are those that create jobs. So I think everybody's kind of confused, okay? That's the closest I can come, and I think that people don't trust the people that are bringing the news. And I'm not trying to knock anybody. I think most people are good people trying to do a good job. But I feel that the people, the proletariat, the plebs, call it what you will, that the vast majority of people are out there just questioning what's going on. I think, I'm not trying to say everybody's unhappy, but then you see a Supreme Court with 9 members from just 2 universities, Yale and Harvard. You just, is Medicare going to be taken away? Is that something we have to change? Taxing pensions, unions, non-unions. It just seems to be a swirl of things out there that make a lot of people uncomfortable.
From the psychological perspective, do we have a current version of a House of Lords, Plato's Republic, or the aristocratic Rome at Senate?
Well, that's one. Those are a couple things, you know, I've talked about. I sometimes wonder if ultimately what people don't seem to end up with is a form of an aristocracy that seems they know better than the people, okay? And because if you look back at the Roman Republic, that was really an oligarchy. It was an elite. Plato's Republic would have these superior thinking people that would be in there. And the House of Lords, obviously, was a landed gentry type thing in Great Britain. And it seems that the connection, people here, the general person, really wonders, who is that group in Washington? We vote them in, they go there, but they seem to be looking for maybe more control, or they might even see it as less control. They look at, they just don't see, they see a disconnect with what's going on there. And I'm not really picking on anybody, because anybody you meet one-on-one, you meet them, they seem good, they seem to be trying to do their best, many of them are very good public service. But I think there is this disconnect, this oligarchy, this elite, this group that is not connected with the people in the constituency, the people back here. And whether that's true or not, the important thing is when you have the level, when you have a 20% approval rating, that says that there's a need to make some changes, to make people, if we believe that the people have any rights, okay, or the people really know better or know what's right. Unless we believe they don't know better and we need these people there, we need to get a better connection between, quote, the people and those that represent us.
Thank you, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony.